The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Scott Hanum. This is What's on Your Mind, and we ask the question each and every day, each and every hour, often throughout the show. We call What's on Your Mind for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. I'm back off the road today, back in studio. It feels so weird. Thanks to our friends at PetroServe USA for fueling us when we hit the road. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields and give you choice at the pump. You can fill up right there in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck. And, of course, all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota as well. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. And they also not only fuel up your gas tank, they also have some great deals on lunch or breakfast. The 4-for-4 special I love. 4 items for $4, your choice. The personal hot stuff, pizza, 2 cookies, and either a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Is that a great deal or what? PetroServe USA, we thank them for bringing you this program and for fueling us up when we're on the road. And what else we got going today? My gosh, we have had a busy week with a lot of guests. And so we do have a couple of guests today. But we do want to, and by the way, Todd Mitchell is gone today. You're not going to hear Todd Mitchell's voice, but I'm going to audition a couple of people for the co-host role while he's gone. He doesn't even know this is going to happen. But, you know, Todd needs a vacation, right? I mean, Todd and his new wife, Kira, they deserve a vacation every now and then. They've got to rest up, you know. So when Todd wants to, you know, take a pause from the show, we'd like to have a roster of guest hosts that sub. I have some folks that fill in for me, like Pat Finken and Rob Port from the Say Anything blog, and Ed Schaefer when he's available, the former governor. He likes to call himself the office boy here of the What's on Your Mind team, but I think we need some sub guest hosts for Todd Mitchell when he's not here. So we're gonna kick the tires on a couple of potential one I'll introduce you to in a moment here on a hot topic. So, but guests on the program today, we just have Katie Pinky at the bottom of this hour, or that would be actually towards the top of this hour, radio lingo. Sorry, before the end of the hour, you'll hear from Katie Pinky of Common Ground North Dakota. This is a grassroots group of farm wives that are conducting conversations about farming and food. And they had a great one out near Prosper, North Dakota, earlier this week. We'll talk about that. Ryan Taylor will be here with us in studio. Ryan is, of course, the North Dakota Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner. And he has a press conference today in the Bismarck. We'll find out what that's all about. We'll talk about ag. We'll talk about energy. We look forward to catching up with Ryan Taylor. That's going to be a very important race between now and November that we'll focus a lot on and have him, as well as the incumbent Commissioner Republican Doug, going on often on this program between now and November. Okay, so let's get to it and let us know what's on your mind by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your emails are welcome as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. First topic I want to tackle is these race riots in Missouri. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. We'd have a discussion, a lively one, on our Facebook page yesterday. But I want your take on this. And I also want the take of today's guest host, at least for this first hour anyway. Leon Francis is here. And Leon's a friend of mine. Leon is someone I first met at a Tea Party.
Tea Party rally.
Yeah, and I saw somebody send me a photo of it not long ago. I was interviewing you. I think that was literally where I met you.
Right.
And
right.
That would have been about, what, 2010-ish?
Yeah,
am I
back
right
there.
Yeah, okay. And Leon went on to be in the leadership of the North Dakota Tea Party and part of the Tea Party caucus and whatnot, and has become a good friend. He's also a radio host on our flag family stations, something called the Common Sense Club. So anyway, do you mind kind of pinch hitting for Todd today?
Absolutely not, man.
All right, good. So how's your laugh? Because Todd has a great laugh, you know.
Is it throaty? Is it more of a...
That was a little kind of fake laugh.
It was a fake laugh. I don't know.
That was the laugh I hear from my kids when they are trying to say, you know, Dad, you think you're funny, but you're not really that funny.
And I haven't had coffee this morning, too. So.
Is that right? Well, Chris, can we get Leon some coffee? That's very vital to be... I wanted to ask you about the race riots and your take on this. And I don't really feel like I need to
preface it. by saying that I'm an African-American male.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, maybe for the benefit of some of the audience that do not know you, that would be that'd be worthy of doing. I hate that.
Right? I do, too.
Because I just see Leon as a fellow great American. And, and I don't care if you're black, white, or green. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. And I don't know that your opinions are swayed one way or another. But I'm for the benefit
swayed
of the
one
audience,
way or the other on this topic because of...
Any. I mean, I think too many people define other people and automatically stereotype because of their ethnic background, because of the color of the skin, that they're somehow going to be this or that or the other thing. And so I don't like that, but I guess I fell into the trap and did let folks know that you're African American, but anyway, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Nonetheless, first the cliff notes on what happened in your view in St. Louis.
Okay, cliff notes version is this: you got two kids walking down a suburban neighborhood, the streets there. And this is something very important to note. This neighborhood has recently seen some urban flight. It has flipped from majority whites to majority black. I mean, dramatically so. And there has been problems with gangs and things like that. So preface it with that. But these two youths, and they're 17 and 18, are walking down the street. Police officer pulls up, says, "Hey, get out of the street." The kids give them some lip.
Kids do that.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the cop tries to open the door. And from the guy that was there, he says the cop tried to open the door to hit them with the door, you know, to kind of corral them off the kid Brown.
Of everything that happens to cops, that'd probably be pretty low on the list.
I'm not. I'm going to get into the analysis later.
Okay, right,
but this
right.
is like
this is what happened. This is a factual, run through of what happened.
Yeah. So anyway, cops upset. He grabs Brown, that's the 18-year-old kid that ends up dying, and he tries to pull him in the car. A fight ensues. The kid gets away, but the police officer fires his gun inside of the car, fires his gun at Brown. Brown takes off and tries to run. He gets about 35 feet. The cop shoots at him again. He turns around. He puts his hands up in the air. And he's, for all intents and purposes, surrendering. And this police officer felt the need to empty half a clip into him.
With the kid's hands in the air.
With the kid's hands in the air. By all of the eyewitness accounts, his hands were in the air when the police officer fired multiple shots into his head and in his body.
Oof. And later it's revealed that he was unarmed.
Yeah, he was.
Right.
I mean, unarmed.
No
totally
weapon
unarmed.
In the car, no weapon on him, none of that.
None of that.
What should happen to this cop?
He should be tried for murder. I mean, there is no two ways about it. You shoot an unarmed person, especially when he is not a threat to you at all. It doesn't matter how the altercation started. Murder.
Do you have empathy for law enforcement officers who
are absolutely.
In that pressure cooker all the time and having to make a decision?
I spoke about this morning and yesterday. I have friends in law enforcement in Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City, Kansas, downtown. These are awesome guys, man. They have families. They interact with my families. They're awesome. But as Blankina made note of, a lot of these guys suffer from PTSD. They're out there doing the grimy work that I am not man enough to do, and I have no problem, saying that. I could not handle that pressure. But these guys are out there. They're dealing with pinheads and worse, and they're dealing with gangs.
So given that you do have some empathy, as I do, I always say I err on the side of, trusting law enforcement, given, until you walk a mile in their shoes, you just don't know.
Absolutely.
You still think this guy should be tried for murder?
I think he should be tried for murder.
Do you agree, folks? Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You don't really know the facts in most times in these cases, but it sounds like we know enough now, for at least for you to make that assessment.
I know enough about this now to absolutely make this assessment. Even if he assaulted the police officer in the car, there is no need for him, after the kid is out and away, to shoot.
Why do riots happen?
Riots happen because people are, one, they're uneducated, they're impoverished, and they are easily manipulated, man. I mean,
because that really is, it's, you know, I do believe we're in a bit of a hair trigger in this country.
Yep.
There's so many things going on. There's so many things to be concerned about that I think people are on a little bit of a hair trigger without question.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for something to, I don't know, release or whatever, right?
Well, that and you have no expectations out of life. And that's not being bigoted or anything like that. If you're, the bulk of your day is sitting around watching rap videos and MTV and that sort of thing, waiting on a check, you don't really have a whole lot to motivate you.
Sue and Mandan, half a minute for your take on this before our first break. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, I just have a question. The first reports, the first media reports about this event said that the young man tried to get the policeman's gun. That wasn't in the scenario your friend just went through. So was that a media cover-up for the police, or was that a different eyewitness? Or how?
What do we know? What do
that,
we know?
That was not in the initial report. I have the initial report, and it says nothing about that. He did pull Brown into the car, and there was a scuffle in the car.
All right. That's an interesting point, Sue. Thanks for raising it. Lee and Bismarck, you're next. 800-228-0550 for your take.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim in ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and 4 rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I had a call on the radio the other day. Somebody said, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I said, you haven't been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. It's 3 blocks north of the Cashwise, north of Highway 2, west edge of Stanley. Affordable housing. We're talking an average down payment of about $5,000. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month, and you own a home. That's affordable housing. Right between Williston and Minot, you couldn't get better than this. Schedule your appointment for a personal tour. Leave a message at 701-628-1215. Frontier Village.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The hour. By the way, Shane Snertley, is the call screener here. So when you call, Shane is the person that answers the call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Shane, do I understand correctly that people have been swearing at you, or at least one caller swore at you? What happened there?
We had one, yeah, that was kind of upset about the last segment there. So yeah.
Upset in what way? What can you clean it up for us? What did he say?
Well, basically, just it was a racial rant.
Well, that's unfortunate.
To put it mildly, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa! Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, we have nearly 100 comments on our Facebook page already, and folks are disagreeing with you on this.
I know.
Most of them are saying, hey, well, why wouldn't you wait till the facts came out? And here's one. Dan says, why is this being asked, Scott? No one has the facts. Do we know anything but
the fact? Was he unarmed?
He says, do we know anything but the fact that there was an altercation? The assailant went for the officer's gun inside the squad car, and he died. So he's got to
think that. Oh, that's bull. You're talking about the facts. The kid was 35 feet away from the car. Get a grip, you know? I mean, don't come on. It's so hypocritical to say.
Here's the question I have. Do we know it's a fact that his hands were in the air when he was shot?
That is an absolute undisputed fact. His hands were absolutely in the air.
Multiple witnesses.
Multiple witnesses.
I don't know that I need to know a lot more than that. I mean, it sways me to your side in this argument. As I say, I always, 99.9% of the time, say law enforcement deserves the benefit of the doubt here, and I do agree, you know, it's always important to get facts, but if the facts are as you state, I think you have a powerful case here that serious consideration necessary on whether or not this officer should be charged. So let's go to some calls.
Okay.
Others welcome. When you call, by the way, two options, 800-228-0550. If you press 1, that allows you to leave a message with your comment. If you press 2, you can talk with us live on the air. We have a lot of calls coming in the drop. I don't know if it's cell phones or what, but we have some lines open now. So get in with your take on this for Leon or I. Frank and Grand Forks, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, morning, guys. You know, if you look at the whole situation, usually when a police officer confronts somebody like this, possibly a gang member, they're on high alert. And for whatever situation, you have to submit to the police officer. You can't let a situation get out of control because you cop an attitude. You know, the police officer might be afraid for his life. So if you're the person being arrested or whatever, you submit and let the process work. You don't escalate it by copping an attitude or, you know, generally making yourself, I'm sorry, getting...
Can I ask a question? Let me submit this. What would make this kid a gang member? And did he have gang attire on? Did he have tattoos on his neck that said he was a gang member? What would make this kid a gang member? He was visiting his grandmother. I mean,
even if he wasn't a gang member, the thing is, if a police officer stops you, you submit, and yourself go through the process. You don't cop an attitude or fight back because it'll escalate, and then we get a situation like this one.
Well,
the default attitude for these people ought to be to just, hey, submit and let the process work.
Right. Frank, what you've described is a perfect world. I get it, but kids aren't necessarily going to be perfect in this case, and officers got to know that would be my take. Number two, even if he did cop an attitude initially or even go so far as to open the door into the officer or whatever, to me, the fact that at some point he gets to this is serious and throws his hands in the air to say, hey, I'm no threat to you. I don't understand why the trigger's pulled at that point.
Well, if that's true, then it's murder.
And not just one time he pulled the trigger. He shot him multiple times in the head and in the chest after his hands were in the air. How can you rationalize that? I mean, it is hypocritical.
Like you said, we don't know all of the facts of the situation. The bottom line is when someone gets arrested or when you confront a police officer, you turn into Mr. Nice Guy and you let the process take its course. That diffuses potential situations like this. And
I know what that is.
Attitude people need to develop is, you know,
that's a police
thing. Step back and put your hands up like everybody said he did.
Well, I think
and if he did that and then got shot, well, then that is clearly murder.
No, no, no. He assaulted the police officer. I'm not saying he didn't assault the police officer. And when he was in the car, the cop grabbed him by the accounts of the witnesses there. The cop grabbed him by the neck and tried to drag him into the police car, and he fought. He absolutely fought. And I'm going to tell you right now, a police officer puts his hands on me like that, the same thing's going to happen. I am a free man.
But I agree with Frank.
Yeah,
you're
precipitating a situation that could go out of control.
So, and again, isn't that the conversation?
Over and over and over with a situation like this, and it's because of a certain attitude, and that attitude needs to be,
dealt with, right?
Held back a little bit.
So we're not even talking about the fact that the police officers are not acting in that they're a lawful operation as peace officers. We're talking about whether or not a kid gets an attitude with the cop.
Leon,
it doesn't matter.
No, but I think you both are on not as far apart as you think you are.
Okay.
Because I think Frank actually is just saying the safest position is submission.
And
like,
I agree.
I mean, just let cooler heads prevail. Tell it to the judge. Just chill. Okay. I don't think he's saying be a pansy and say guilty as charged and then lock me up and throw away the key. He's just saying if you want to live and not put yourself in that, try to defuse the situation. I also heard him say if what you described has happened, that this kid threw his hands up in the air and was shot multiple times, that guy ought to be charged with murder. So I don't think you too far are as far apart as you think. Frank, appreciate the call. TJ Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Say, you made a comment about, people being on a hair trigger. You were asking about riots and stuff like that. What was your question on that again?
Well, I mean, I think, in other words, I'm trying to understand why somebody riots, right? I just don't get it. And I asked Leon about that. I just said, why do people riot? I forget your answer. But I do. What's that?
I said it's hot. It's summer. Yeah. You got nothing else better to do.
I have a take on that if I can say what's on my mind here.
Sure.
I'm not the only one that's noticed this. You know, I talk around and gather other opinions and stuff like that. And there's a lot of people that are concerned about the over-militarization of our police forces in this country. For example, last winter in the Dickinson Press, there was an article about how Dunn County had received from the federal government a armored vehicle for, I think it was about around $100,000. Now why does the Dunn County Sheriff need an armored vehicle, I guess? And we see this over-militarization of our police forces, and it kind of concerns the people. And so when people have a situation like this and they're rioting about it, it kind of makes sense to me. Not that I have anything against, our police forces and that sort of thing. I think we need that, and I think those guys do a great job. But why is our federal government trying to militarize our police forces? That kind of scares me because I don't think that that's necessary.
Very interesting point, TJ. And did I give you all the time you needed there to get your point across?
Thank you, sir. I think I did.
Good. I appreciate it. And I think I think that's worthy of a discussion. And
Absolutely.
I see Leon saying thumbs up. So Dustin and Williston, Don and Minot, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, some other lines open.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Headed for the Bakken? Need a place to park the rig? Head for the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga. All kinds of great spots for diesel parking in Stanley right off Highway 2, in Tioga just north of 2 on Highway 40. There's truck parts, a propane filling station, showers, and much more. A great clothing department with all the gear you need for the Bakken. Tons of FR and boots, Baffin to John Deere, coveralls, overalls, jackets, face masks, hats, all the warm FR clothing. And great brands like Carhartt, Dickey, Baffin, Key, and Wrangler. And a large selection of women's clothes as well. And the food is fantastic at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence and continuing to serve the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding communities for 71 years. Stop at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Stanley and Tioga, and tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Number calls have come in during the breaks here. Go ahead and roll one of those, Chris, if you would.
Hi, good morning. This is Dave. To the guy that said to submit and go along with what the police say, the Jews did that in Germany, and look where it got them. Have a great day.
All right. I don't know that he's saying submit.
Yes.
Again,
we're not sheeple, man. Yeah. I mean, we've been conditioned to believe that, you know, police officers have this power over. But no, we are still. We have people that fought and died for our ability to walk down the street without being detained. I mean.
There's a couple more. More of your comments, and then Dustin, Don, and Jim. Hold tight here. We're coming to you next. Go ahead and roll another one, Chris.
Who is this guy you got on there? He's trying to tell us that he is unbiased and a fair person. He has no business being on any talk show because he's a radical racist. You can hear it in every word he says. I am a free man, and I don't have to do anything. You have to submit to the police officers. I don't care if you're black, white, or red. This kid brought it on himself. The cop went too far, probably. But if he assaulted the cop in the beginning, this certainly is not murder. It may be manslaughter. It may be aggravated, something or other. But it certainly is not murder.
All right. You see this? This guy calls me a radical race. Do you know how many times that I've been called a Oreo, an Uncle Tom, that sort of thing? Trayvon Martin, in my opinion, I mean, you know my opinion on Trayvon Martin. He was an idiot. He was a pinhead. And that was not murder. That was self-defense, that whole thing. I am one of those guys that abhor Al Sharpton and those kind of folks.
Here's one thing I want to say. That caller can't possibly know enough about you to call you a radical racist.
Absolutely not.
And we should really be careful about just, you know, again, I want a civil discourse on this program, right? I mean, I think you have a valid opinion here. I think it's worthy of consideration. There's going to be people on other sides. It's a tough one. It's no easy call here when law enforcement's involved and you know the pressure cooker they're in. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's not call each other crazy names.
I'm a racist. Wow.
Dustin in Williston, listening on KTGO. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dustin.
Hey, fellas. First off, Leon, I just want to say that those of us that actually listen to you often enough, we know you're not racist. So take
Good
it with
deal.
A grain of salt. or you know what? Take it with a spoonful of sugar. But we know.
Okay.
But on top
Good
of that,
deal.
I wanted to comment on your the caller that was talking about submitting to the police, and, you know, reiterate on what your off-air caller said about that too. He had a point in saying that the attitude exacerbated the situation, but that is no grounds. I mean, even I'm a former Marine. Well, I guess there's no such thing as a former Marine, but you know what I mean. I've not been off active duty that long, and I know being infantry to deployment, there are laws to how we conduct ourselves in battle, and even in battle, a bad guy can shoot at you, but the moment he throws down that weapon and becomes a non-combatant, even if he just took down your buddy, you are not supposed to shoot him. So even if he was armed, the moment he threw up his hands empty, he had no grounds to shoot it.
Sorry, Dustin, go ahead, quickly.
This whole submit to the police thing, that's bull. The police are there to protect us. Not to profile people against a possible prejudice against whether or not they're in a gang or whether they look like they're getting into trouble or anything. You don't have to submit to the police unless they have grounds. And then there's rules for that.
And that's my problem. We're all on down on this kid. The police are under the same laws. I mean, there are laws governing how they interact with the public. And no one's asking that question. Some guy calls in and says, you know, I'm this and I'm that. He absolutely completely misses the point that this police officer broke laws himself.
All right. Dustin, hey, thanks for your service. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Absolutely.
We love the leather next. I mean, that's we need you on that wall. So thanks a bunch, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate your service very much. Thanks for calling today and listening. Don and Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning, son. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Hey, I want to weigh in on this guy. I mean, I think he is a little bit on the left side. I'm a former Marine myself, once a Marine, always a Marine. But the problem is I was also a game warden in the state of Wyoming for 11 years. And the thing that these people don't understand is when an officer goes on a heightened attack, whether that kid attacked him getting into that car or whether he went for his weapon, that officer's nerves are at the very peak. In game territory, you don't know what this guy has on it. He may be saying, okay, I surrender, until you walk up to him and he's got an automatic weapon under his shirt or wherever, and he's got access to something that you don't see. As a game warden in the state of Wyoming, 99.9% of the people we encounter are armed. And when a game warden approaches a hunter with a firearm, you don't know what that guy's going to do.
Okay, I get that, Don. But if the hands are up, isn't that saying, hey, I'm defusing this? I mean, are you with the folks that say if his hands were up, even after everything that had happened, but his hands were up, I'm done, and he shot multiple times, the cop crossed the line, or are you not there?
I am there with that. But does this guy that you have on here, does he know the facts? Has there been a police report released to the press?
No, they're being really closed-lipped. They're being really closed-lipped, but the facts are, by all witness accounts, that his hands were in the air when he received several head and body shots. Period. And that's not even in dispute. The things that are in dispute are what happened inside the car. You make a couple of really good points, though. I don't expect a police officer to sit there and get his butt kicked. I expect a police officer to give a lot better than he's getting. Absolutely. And if that had happened, had he tased the kid, had he beat the kid up, I would have been squarely in the officer's camp. But he shot the kid. That changes the paradigm completely. And I am not a leftist. I am a conservative with a lot of libertarian leanings. Check me out on Facebook, social media, that sort of thing. But this crosses a line. And it kind of, it's disturbing to me that people are not asking the questions of, you know, why is law enforcement, why would law enforcement stop these kids if they're doing nothing more than walking? Why did a police officer pull the kid into the car? Was he actually doing something wrong? No one's asking those questions. They're saying if a cop tells you, hey, submit, you got to submit. What are we, sheeple now?
John, appreciate the call. Thank you for your service as well.
And thank you for your service. I'm sorry, man. I'm not going off on you. I'm just the whole thing. Thank you for your service. Our military is awesome. The Marines kick butt wherever they go, man.
Leon Francis is sitting in for Todd Mitchell. Nicole is chair today, and we're talking about the race riots in St. Louis and whether the cops should be tried for killing an unarmed teen, knowing what we know about that case. Can you make that, can you render that opinion one way or another today at 800-228-0550? Couple of interesting angles that we've also gone with listeners saying, hey, you need to submit, and then these things don't happen. Others saying, wait a minute, that's not America. Others saying, interesting caller earlier made the point that the militarization of our law enforcement is a problem. And we've seen some examples of that. I know a case we've not had a chance to talk about that happened in Cass County, rural Cass County, where there were some students that posted on social media that they were planning a party. Someone at the school saw it, tipped the sheriff's office to it. It was planned for several days later. The Cass County Sheriff's Office stalked, like literally hid in the weeds at this home, and later went in on some kind of a raid on the home, right? And right. And I've got to get some answers on that, because what I'm hearing about that tells me, holy buckets, that sounds like the militarization of our law enforcement.
Absolutely.
Where their time could have been spent a lot of other places. So a lot of different angles to this, and we appreciate all your calls at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Jim and Wilton listening on 910 KCJB. You're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with, some of the points that have been made this morning. One, for instance, when the kid put his hands up, the officer should not have, shot him. But, again, like they said, police officers are on a high alert when they've had situations where they've been under assault, and that they are on a high alert. But that still does not give an officer the right to shoot anybody. The other point I have, question I have, is what gives the people the right to riot over this? When an officer is shot, do all the people get together and riot because this police officer has been shot? No. It goes beside the way they're laid to rest and their family has to deal with the problem.
Amen.
It doesn't matter it doesn't matter who shot them or what. There is never a riot for a police officer. There have been so many riots for sports, for when a team wins or a team loses. There's been over deaths of kids where some of them should not have been killed, but that doesn't give the people the right to wreck other people's property.
Amen, Jim. Well said. Appreciate it. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, but sir, are you talking to me?
Yeah. I am. Yep, thanks.
Okay, listen, I just want to make a couple of statements here. The white people are very naive. They voted for Barack Obama. They weren't even arrested. You remember the O.J. Simpson trial? How all those black jurors let him go? The only witnesses here are black. You can, just like the O.J. Simpson trial, when they all get together, if anything happens to one of the brothers, they will lie, no one knows what happened there except for the cop. And the kid's dead. And all these witnesses are all biased. Just remember the O.J. Simpson trial. Remember those jurors.
Oh, wow.
And they let him go. They let him walk. And you're a part of them, buddy. You're a juror just like they are. You're biased. I don't even know what you're doing on that radio station. Goodbye.
Apparently, he's never listened to me.
Well, that could be. He's talking
for
Facebook. Wow. But
there you go.
But nonetheless, what I must push back on is the suggestion that, well, they're black people, so they lied.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah. And we let O.J. go. Man, O.J. was guilty. I mean, my God. Come on now.
Holy smokes. Let's take it up a notch here, folks. 800-228.
Take it up?
Yeah.
Really?
No kidding. We'll continue.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beedlesbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. Lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Before the hour, Todd Mitchell is on vacation, and so Leon Francis, we asked to co-host today, and we started talking about the race riots in Missouri and the incident and what happened, and And Leon, the phones have lit up. So can you stay around a little longer than we thought? Are you okay with staying through next hour? Jamie and Bismarck next up. We have Mike and Ross, Paul and Minot, and John and Annetta. We'll continue this conversation into the next hour as well. And Jamie, I'm going to go to you next because I think you are as upset with that last caller before the segment as I am. Before we do that, I did promise earlier to tell you a little bit about an organization called Common Ground, a group of farm wives that are engaging conversations about farming and food all throughout North Dakota. Katie Pinky is one of the organizers of this organization, and this is I love this. I mean, it's farm women that just want to talk, right? Just bring some clarity and talk about food and farming and build connections and make sure folks are familiar with North Dakota farmers and ranchers so you can have discussions about their work and their products. And they hosted a wonderful banquet in a field at Peterson Farm Seeds out near Prosper, North Dakota, the other night that I really, really enjoyed. It was actually Tuesday night. Katie, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what are you hoping to accomplish with Common Ground? Let's start there. Tell us a little bit about the group and what you ultimately want to accomplish.
I think ultimately we want to build connections and make sure that North Dakotans, even though they may be removed from modern agriculture, that they can know a farmer and we can help them dispel any myths that they may think or have heard about modern agriculture. So we're just trying to build that food and farm connection in North Dakota with our volunteers.
Now, I understand Common Ground has a pretty, well-known history in the ag community nationwide, mainly in livestock, right? But fairly new to North Dakota, am I correct?
Well, it started actually in soybean and corn, and it's the North Dakota Soybean Council, North Dakota Soybean Growers, and North Dakota Corn Growers Association that has put it all together. But it's on the national level. It was National Corn Growers Association and the United Soybean Board. But it's inclusive to all of agriculture, and you certainly saw that the other night and all of the different agriculture that we encompassed within North Dakota.
Yeah, my personal favorite, by the way, was the it was just an unbelievable night. For one, just, great conversation, which I know this is all about. But the food was just nothing short of extraordinary. How many courses did we have? I mean, I'm still caught on the leg of lamb because the leg of lamb was just unbelievable. And
Yes. So we had Sorello's, Tony and Sarah Nocello of Sorello's volunteered their time. And Julie and Carl Peterson at Peterson Farm Feast volunteered. And then we had, 22 other volunteers. And that food included 8 different appetizers that included the 11 crops that the Petersons had planted where the banquet was held. And then there were 5 courses into the meal. And we had FFA kids from Northern Cass and Kindred and 4 state officers serving. It was just a fantastic time. And we seated 110 people.
Yeah, in a field, literally in a field. So, and is there a place folks can go to the website and see all the highlights from the evening, Katie?
Yeah, we're going to keep uploading photos, but we have some up already on Common Ground North Dakota on Facebook. So just go to Facebook and find Common Ground North Dakota, and we're going to keep adding. Last night we added an aerial photo that Peterson took, so they have a UAV, and they're pretty awesome photos. We're going to add more of that today. But it was just such a beautiful evening and really our first time ever doing this type of event, but something that was really a vision of Julie Peterson and originally of Carolyn Thurn, who had started Common Ground in North Dakota. So we brought together volunteers and we had farmers that were there to have these conversations with consumers that are really not connected to agriculture in North Dakota.
No, I learned a lot. Sat across from a good fellow that raises, lamb and talked to, corn and soybean farmers, learned a bunch, and it really was a lot of fun. And if I start talking about my favorite food items, I'll be in trouble, but the sun brittle was really good. In fact, there was a neat story in the Fargo Forum. I think it was Sarah Nocello had actually written, talking about, some of the sun brittle things, but they're flaxseed crackers and corn fritters with like this, canola oil. They were fried in, but they had the, a mustard dip that was nothing short of amazing. The dessert, get a load of this, amaretto peaches and cream shortcake with whipped cream and toasted almonds. it was quite a night. So just wanted folks to know a little bit more about Common Ground. And Katie, I know you're a farmer's daughter and now down there in ag country of Wishing, North Dakota. So just very glad that you and other farm wives are starting this conversation and keeping it going in North Dakota. So thanks a bunch.
Yeah, well, thank you. It is so important. And my family came to North Dakota a long time ago. I'm the fifth generation, and they were all, as my mother always told me, poor Norwegian farmers. And it's something that I'm passionate about, is making sure that we keep agriculture at the forefront and building those connections. We have this new population in North Dakota that definitely wants to be connected to the land and know more about North Dakota. So we're just working to build those connections and make sure that people know modern agriculture and understand, if they have questions about GMOs or antibiotics in meat or whatever the headlines are that they see, we're going to make sure that we're there to answer their questions and bring them to farms and ranches to see what it is that we do on our farms and ranches in North Dakota.
Glad you're doing it. Find out more at commongroundnorthdakota.com. Is that the website?
Yeah, it's a WordPress site, but find us on Facebook and we'll stay connected.
Common Ground, conversations about farming and food. Thanks so much. By the way, Ryan Taylor, a candidate for Ag Commissioner, will join us at the bottom of next hour. But back to your calls on the race riots and what should happen to the Missouri cop in this case. Jamie Bismarck, your first up when we come back.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.